This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We testify that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah, that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwa Allah Azza wa Jal. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits within me and you a sense of consciousness, of taqwa and piety, wherein we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we fear Him and as much as we hope in His mercy in this life and in the next. Allahumma ameen. Today I wish to speak to you about a number of important ideals and principles that have been laid down subtly by the tradition and the modality and life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, as we begin to approach exam time here at the university, at Kirk University, and many of you have your assessments and the projects coming together. For some of you, it's your final year. For some of you, it's your first year. But I want you to understand that of the ideals of a believer, from the things that every Muslim, every believer inherited with a sense of iman and piety towards Allah seeks, is an ever increase in their learning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different places to ask him for his different things. And Allah will literally say to the Prophet, when you invoke me, when you ask me for this. And of the most beautiful of things, the only thing that Allah asked the Prophet to increase him in, meaning it's something that you have, but it doesn't matter how much of it you have, you want more of it. You should seek more of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Taha, وَقُلْ And O Muhammad, and this war, wa, it means don't forget, be constant in, always remember. And even if you have, you might think it's enough, it isn't. وَقُلْ, invoke me constantly, regularly, whether you understand the reason or not. وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. عِلْم, especially that which leads you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the foundation of faith. And when you come to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you're born into Islam or you've come into Islam, the first step of your tawheed, of your recognition of Allah, is al-ilm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet ﷺ, وَمَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ, Ya Muhammad, although you were a nice guy, nobody in Quraysh had a problem with you. You were a sadiq, you were al-ameen, you were the one who carried food to the orphans, you were the one tasil al-rahim, you did all of this. You were sadiq, you were a person of great integrity. But you didn't know the details of this book. You didn't know what it is you are required to believe in from what it is you are required to disbelieve in. You weren't given these details yet, Ya Muhammad, until I sent it to you. So Allah says to him, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, come to the surety of knowledge. Come to gain this understanding that none is worthy of worship but Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and then build your actions on it. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, seek my forgiveness for yourself and those who come to believe in you. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ, and all of the people of faith, the people of tafsir, when they talk about the iman, here they say, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ تَابِعًا. The Prophet ﷺ believed, meaning demonstrated faith. Because of iman is the a'mal that I have sent you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ means he showed it, he practiced it, he led the people in Islam. In Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet ﷺ, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say to them plainly, Ya Muhammad, I've been ordered and commanded to learn to obey Allah with sincerity and to be the first of you to submit myself in Islam, in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ilm is a powerful thing. I want you to think of that day of Badr. You know, that greatest victory of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the first time, it is given as an instruction by Allah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fight back. Previously, وَجَاهِدُهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Ya Muhammad, when you make jihad and you struggle against them, the initial precept of jihad was the Qur'an. Take this Qur'an and push towards them, push back against them with what I'm teaching you, with this tawheed, with this akhlaq, with this iman. And then, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ. Now, in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah says, those who have been oppressed, those whose wealth have been usurped, those who have been kicked out of their land, those who have been made and forced to make hijrah, those who have been annexed, أُذِنَ لَهُمْ. I give you permission, Ya Muhammad, to stand up for yourself. And the Prophet ﷺ dispatches himself and his army towards the Badr. And Allah gives him victory. And Allah brings the angels down. And they're victorious. And on that day, the Prophet Asara, he took captive prisoners from the people of Quraysh. Now I want you to think, what does the Prophet ﷺ make a condition of their freedom? I want you to think about this for a second. He says that if you can read and write, they were standing in front of not just Muhammad ﷺ, not just in front of the believers, but in front of the angels fighting against Allah and His Messenger ﷺ. And Allah says, you want to be free? It's a very simple thing. If you know how to read and write, teach 10 of us, 10 of our children to read and write, and you're given freedom. I want you to look at the value of knowledge. Look at what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes as a value of literacy. Can you imagine this? Prisoners living in the Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who just days ago held a sword in combat against him, sitting with a bunch of Muslim children, the people of the Ansar, the people of the Muhajireen, young children, teaching them alif, ba, ta. That's the value of knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ. The one who teaches people good, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. The one who teaches people good, the one who teaches people about الْحَيَاءَ الطَّيِّبَةَ فَلَنُحْيَنَّكُمْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. That good life where you know what Allah wants and you are able to perform it, you know what Allah does not want and you distance yourself from it. مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ. If they walk by water, a river, a lake, a stream, an ocean, فَإِنَّ الْحِيتَانَ تَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. The fish in the ocean ask Allah for His forgiveness. وَالنَّمْلَةُ فِي جُحْرِهَا. You're sitting here today, there's ants that maybe we can't see. There's little insects that are crawling under the carpets and the roofing. And you assume they are of no consequence. But they know you, they know me. And if you are worthy of them making istighfar for you, it's conditional to one thing, مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is the one who learns the Qur'an and can effectively teach it. Ilm is broken into two halves by the great imams. Al-Imam al-Ghazali, he says, Al-Ilm, أن تعلم عن كل شيء شيء. Knowledge is that about everything you encounter in life, you know something. You might be a science major with us here at the university, but you cannot be ignorant of economics and politics. You might be a specialist in the humanities, you are a student of the law, you are a philosopher, but you also need to know how to change your tire when it's flat on the road. You can never be ignorant about any one domain. You cannot be literate in chemistry and have no ability to articulate tajweed. You cannot be a person who values ilm and you put it in one's fear at the detriment and ignorance of other things in your life. Al-ilm, أن تعلم عن كل شيء شيء. It's that you know something about everything you encounter in life. But not just that. You're not just well-rounded. وأن تعلم عن شيء كل شيء. And it's also to find that one thing you're passionate about. You're a chemist. You're a mechanic. You're a mathematician. You're a qari of the Qur'an. You find that one thing that you are passionate about, that you seek to know more about. وَأَن تَعْلَمَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And then you delve into that to learn as much of it as you can. Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, he gives a very interesting, logical, philosophical question. He says, a doctor, a medical doctor, in his time, أَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ مِنْ نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. A doctor, a medical doctor, nothing to do with spirituality. Does he have more knowledge than our Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? Because sadly today you find people where they think that because they know something about the material sciences, they've learned everything about it, that in their mind that means I've attained what others can't have attained. Even people in the past could never know what I know. And I want you to know as a part of your aqidah and my aqidah, that the most complete and informed of all knowledge was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a part of your iman that even though you're a medical doctor today who operates on patients today, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a'lam and can be more a'lam than you even in your specialty. And it does not need to be demonstrable. is an openness towards Allah. And therefore Allah warns us about having eyes that are opened, but dark and sealed hearts that are unable to see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Some people, they see many things, are aware of many things. But because there is no light in their heart, طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِ سُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. They're unable to understand, they're unable to rationalize, they're unable to think about true consequence. And therefore when Imam al-Ghazali speaks about knowing something about everything, that everything if seen in the right perspective will always lead you to that which increases your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great Imam, they used to write and say, it is better to be illiterate and faithful than scholarly and blind. Allahu Akbar. It is better to be jahil, ummi, wa mu'min than to be alim wa jahilun anillah, unaware of your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore I speak to you, my dear brothers and sisters here, in an institute of higher learning, and I say to you and I caution to you, and I speak to myself and you, that the greatest knowledge is the knowledge that leads you to Allah. And the greatest step that you will take is the one that leads you to Allah. And the greatest fall is the step that turns you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you ever have any doubt about Allah, about His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the doubt is not with them, but it is that your eyes are open, but your heart is being sealed. And when I stand up from Jilsatul Istiraha, I will speak about just three of the many reasons that can cause our heart to be sealed, that we don't see the truth, even though it is apparent before us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. The first reason is الصحبة, people. Most of us, when we come to make decisions, we like to take a large consensus. And Allah warns us against this. It's actually quite surprising. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the people of Quraysh, when they would debate each other, they would sit in large councils and they would talk about Amr Muhammad. Who is this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now none of them could fault Muhammad for being who he is. And I want this to be a lesson number one. If you're a good person, people like you. But if you try to help people become good people, you find enemies. مَدَمْتَ صَالِحًا لَا يَتَعَرَّضْ لَكْ أَحْدٍ. You're صالح, you're a good man, mashallah, nobody stops you. You become مُصْلِح, then people have a problem with you. صالح on your own, no problem. مُصْلِح, you're coming to talk to me about doing things in a different way, then we have to have another, this is where issues come. Muhammad ﷺ had no problems as being صالح. But the moment he became in the role of the Anbiya, yuslih, seeking to rectify, people stand in opposition. And our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would begin to talk about him. And they would talk in nadwa. And Allah says, a'idhukum biwahida. Look at the word of Allah, I'm going to give you advice. Allah says, O mankind, let me give you advice. A'idhukum biwahida. أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا ما بصاحبكم. I'm going to give you advice, O mankind. When you want to think about this man, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, don't be more than two in that moment. مثنى, you and another person, someone you trust, someone who's got a good mind, someone who understands, just you and them. Or better still, just on your own. تَفَكَّرُوا. Sit, make a list, analyze it. Dialogue it. Don't take consensus rules. Don't take how many other people do it. Well, if so many do it, why should I be different? Majority rule is not always leading you to that which is right. وَمَا أَكْثَرُهُمْ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And most of them, Ya Muhammad, even if you put in the most difficult effort, will ever come to faith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mathna wa furada. When you come to the matters of faith, get the knowledge, get what is right, and think, and ask Allah for that hidayah. Number two is your company. وَالطُّيُورُ عَلَىٰ أَشْكَالِهَا تَقَعَ. Birds of a feather flock together. And if I knew Cantonese and Chinese, I would say it to you. If I knew Somali, it's the same in Somali. If I knew Urdu, it's the same in Urdu. Birds that look alike, same feathers, same shape, same pattern, they flock together. You're not going to see pigeons flying with ducks. That's the reality. And it's either you want to be with Ahlul Iman or you want to be with Ahlul Zayl. This is the reality. And therefore, if you put yourself with a grouping, with an isolated perspective that leads you away from Allah and is not nuanced by those who call you towards Allah, do not ever feel that you will not be susceptible to that influence. Why was there hijrah? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, make the hijrah, Ya Muhammad? Is it because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ashab can't be strong and withstand? No, they can. But sometimes you have to have a place and a group of people who you trust, who love you when you love them, even though we have love for everyone. But this is a layer of love that is unattainable by others. Third and finally, from the things that dim the heart. We spoke about friendship, and we spoke about seeking majority opinion. Third and finally is misinterpretation. Is that you read something for yourself and you think, ah, ana fahimt, I understand. I remember once, I was with one of my teachers, and he was traveling. He was traveling to us in Canada, Ahad al-Imam, one of the great imams. And he led us in prayer, and after the salah, كَانَ يُسَبِّحْ SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. One of the brothers, mashallah, he considers himself knowledgeable. I'm sitting with the sheikh, I was his translator. The brother came up and he said, Ya sheikh, هذا bid'ah. This is bid'ah. The sheikh looks, am I sitting on bid'ah? Bid'ah. Al-Imam al-Bukhari rawa, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يسبح في السفر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not make tasbih in travel. Now if you're jahil, you read this hadith, you think you know Arabic, you astaghfirullah subhanallah, عيب حرام bid'ah. يسبح يعني يصلي السنة. شوف الجهل. The murad al-hadith, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا في سفر لا يقوم بالسنة. يعني he wouldn't pray صلاة السنة for صلاة الظهر. He wouldn't pray 4 rak'ah before, 2 rak'ah after. He wouldn't pray 2 rak'ah after Maghrib. لا يسبح. الشيخ قال له اقعد يا ولد. اه سيت. أنت بتشتغل إيه؟ هو مصري الشيخ. شيخنا may Allah have mercy upon him, الشيخ محمد صفة نور الدين. غفر الله له. يا ابني أنت بتشتغل إيه؟ قال له أنا مهندس. قال له خليك في الهندسة. He said to him, I'm an engineer. He said, stay in engineering. Don't enter into something you don't understand. أنا مش مهندس. خليني أذكر وأنت خليك في الهندسة. I will continue this bit and you stay in your engineering. Allahu Akbar. Not because you read, it means you understood. And not because you understood, it means you practice. And not because you practice, it means you are rewarded. All of it are levels with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us, with the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rukna ilman nafi'ah. Ameen. Oh Allah, give us ilm that is nafi'ah, that is beneficial to us, our homes, our families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase my knowledge, increase your knowledge, make you from those who will be leaders for your communities here and abroad if you are arrived. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy your studies and easy your examinations that are upcoming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you examples for those who are to come after you. Allahumma arina al-haqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma arzuqna al-birra wal-huda wal-tuqa ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim wa aqim as-salat.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا make sure that you humble yourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the gaps and straighten your lines اخشعوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة الله أكبر الله. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاك الله خير.